You know, I could do a brief presentation.
Okay, why don't you do a brief
presentation? Now, you might do the study, yes, because you've actually presented yourself.
That is presented in a way.
Okay, let's
talk about it and then have a panel. There will be questions.
There is modification.
Third modification.
That's what you say, and the third modification.
And I don't see the, business, I thought it. Yeah, but I took care of it. I had notes on it, so anyway. Okay.
Dr. Devon, are you okay?
Okay.
It's pretty straightforward, actually, so yeah. I thought it was working anyway.
Okay. So we're getting a lot of different contracts. It's all right, so Caroline is going to talk to Caroline, too. Hi. Thanks for coming. Here's what I think we'll do. We'll ask you to present in 5 minutes, and then two reviewers will present. We'll have a discussion, but we'll ask you to wait, if you don't mind, in case other questions come up. And we'll take it from there, but thanks for coming. We'd love to sit down.
Okay. perfect situation since we're finding out as time goes by, if you get more and more information, sometimes these patients need to be filled up with a low dose of fentanyl. We're talking about this here for either 2 to 4 hours here, they're giving fentanyl, low dose of fentanyl. So it's within this context, and I've seen it getting close to 5 minutes thing here, but within this context, I thought it's time to take this out of Germany. The study's very carefully, very rigorously, and perhaps find some ways to improve the patient's health factors of tolerability factors. We have some ideas on how to make that more tolerable, and particularly focus on safety issues. My goal is eventually to generate enough data that might serve as a stepping stone into a control study, probably with an active control, like a drug that acts from by controlling different mechanisms, ways to provide neuron treatment, such as an opioid, like open up and do a head-on comparison. Ketamine indeed is active through NMDA is receptive to what we believe. You would hypothesize that the ketamine treated individuals would be better than those that have the opioid. One of the big issues that I've had to confront here from an ethical standpoint is these patients, not just these patients for this proposed study, but those that are known generally not having to fork out quite a bit of money. So there, over $30,000.
Rehabilitate the patient, which is often a series of sympathetic blocks.
Mm-hmm. that's six-person hospital?
Six-person hospital. That's a surgical, but I have my own operation.
Not in the hospital?
Not necessarily, no. I have one for surgical program. I've actually, I do have one.
Can you still do the systems in the hospital?
The high dose?
Mm-hmm.
No, that requires a full surgery.
They're out completely.
Have you taken them in the lower end? Can you use it?
Some might have, but some don't have. Since you brought that up, can I comment with the doctor?
I don't know.
In fact, I just looked at the manager, they put together four patients that were put on the low dose. And now keep in mind here, these are the patients that are flat on their back. They have to be that way. Rapidly progressing disease, not the problem with people and so forth. When those patients are put on low dose, that means that runs at about 100 milligrams per hour. Or you were talking 3, 4, 5 times higher doses. When they're put on that, they get a little inebriated, da-da-da-da-da. And you put them on as high for long, higher than what's been published previously by some investigators from Australia. Higher doses for 10 days to take them off of it, and the pain just comes back. And then you take these patients that have backed that off, and then you put them under general anesthesia for 5 days. There's something about that intervention that does create.
You're overloading your receptors.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you're
right. So this is not something that I think the important point here is this is not something that either in practice hasn't been, there's not going on that high dose ketamine for all periods of time, 1 to 5 days, and there's published literature with studies that have performed, which actually show in certain clinical scenarios, ketamine is superior to the use of opioids specifically to fentanyl.
Any other comments? I will ask you to
check that out. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I hope I put that in the protocol.
Well, so with over 70, you have to pay 35.
Right. What they said is right. I don't think they put a max on that.
I don't think it happens
when they have to ask you. If you sound like a max of what the second treatment would be, that's
right. How I read it is if it's between the 47 and the 70, the patient would be responsible, is that right? Over 70, the patient's responsible for 35%.
Enormous fees for everything you touch.
Well,
also the protocol, it mentioned that you're going to ask the co-investigators to wear safety?
Correct.
And the ranges?
That's what I was going on, including myself.
Because at least that was a little bit
of a... Oh, yeah, we have to do that. We have to do that.
Yeah. So already, it's still going to be a very expensive proposition, even with physicians waiving their fees.
Yeah. One point I do want to make here, and I think it's important, is this is not just about money, it's also about these patients having to travel.
Yeah, well, that's what I said is the bigger issue.
Yeah, the travel pain, they have to be basically...
They have to go on the equivalent of what the military uses, hospital. Those are really a lot of complications.
we have an arrangement with the athletic club for my patients, and some of them go there, they've got a heating cooler just warm it up, so forth. Free doesn't cost them anything. They do this, grab it. So there's no benefit.
$27 prior to the visit, and then another small $35.
control over that. That's understandably. Can I make a suggestion to thought what we could do with that, Dr. Kirkpatrick, to give us an accounting after the first or the second, and so that we see how it adds up and see whether there's an ethical conflict. Because I think he's going to try really hard to do what he said he would do.
Everything would be paid for.
Yeah.
On page 16,
16 of the application, where they talk about the number of subjects initially requested, I think they should go number of subjects initially requested one, and then when they come back for the second application, indicate the seven that they want to go up to, and they say they're going to do one subject, go back for interview, and then do three, go to GSMB, and then go 7 and 14. So they should reflect those 80, so we can have better monitoring of what's going on here. So we got the minor revision there. On page 16, 17, so that's S2 and number 7, C. Responsive to the IND question whether it's there.